About half of gamers are women, but professional esports are still catching up. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Professional video gaming, known as esports, has grown into a billion-dollar industry in recent years. Tournaments draw crowds of tens of thousands to watch players compete at games like Valorant and League of Legends, while top esports athletes earn millions of dollars. But for too long, like so many facets of the gaming world, this industry has been dominated by men. A 2019 report showed just 5% of professional esports players were women. It's a reality that is slowly changing, as Marketplace Tech's Daniel Shin reports.
Heather Garoza watched her brother and his friends play competitive esports tournaments in the mid-2000s.
And me being the competitor I was, I didn't want my brother to be better than me at anything, so I jumped into playing as well.
And that was the start of her long career as an esports athlete under her gamer ID, Sapphire. Back in the early days, Garozo remembered how unique it was to be a woman competing in live esports tournaments.
I didn't have to tell people what I looked like when I was going to meet someone at an event because look for the woman and you're going to find me.
Today, there are still few women competing at these tourneys, especially at the top level, says Morgan Remine, co-director of the nonprofit research and advocacy group, AnyKey.
Esports today, we see very few women on the big event stages, which is actually a pretty big difference between the people on the stages and competing in those big prize pool tournaments and the number of women who are actually playing online at home.
Remine estimates at least 30% of gamers are women or girls who potentially deal with cultural misperceptions over their abilities and their skills, which can lead to a lot of online harassment and toxicity. And that can push them away from esports in general, says Remine.
And so you have fewer women who are even entering the pipeline in the first place.
But the esports scene and gaming in general are changing. According to Tom Morris, trends manager at the market research firm GWI.
While our data shows more men playing games or watching esports than women, that gap is getting a lot smaller.
And support for women who want to be in esports, whether it's playing the game, working as a broadcaster, or managing teams, is growing too. From community-organized tournaments and support networks, to game developers themselves launching support programs for minority esports athletes in recent years. There's still more work to be done, but all of this is having an effect from Heather Garozo's point of view. Although retired from playing esports, she's still active in the scene.
When I go to tournaments now, and I am blown away by the number of women just to watch as friends is incredible. That didn't exist back in the day.
So, with the increase in structural support for minority esports athletes, maybe with time, we'll see more women on the esports stage.
That was Marketplace Tech producer Daniel Shin. As Daniel mentioned, some major game developers have been trying to encourage diversity and inclusion themselves. A couple years ago, game developer Riot launched Valorant Game Changers, basically a program to foster minority esports talent in safe environments away from potential harassment. But the gender disparity is also evident in college scholarships for esports. Yes, there are college scholarships for esports. A couple of years ago, a report from the Associated Press found 90% of those college esports scholarships were going to men. Esports doesn't really fall under a governing body like the NCAA to set specific rules around this stuff. The AP report points out it could fall under Title IX, the federal law that prohibits sex discrimination at educational institutions that receive federal dollars. But earlier this year, in a Title IX case involving the Florida Institute of Technology, a federal judge ruled it doesn't apply to esports. In that case, it was actually the men's rowing team that sued the school for discrimination after it tried to shift the program to a club sport. Florida Tech had argued its roster of male athletes was proportionate to the student body when including its new esports program, which enrolls mostly men. But U.S. District Judge Carlos Mendoza ruled the school could not count those players as athletes under Title IX because, quote, esports does not require athletic ability. His words. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.